אבל יש קניין לגבי שביס. זה סתף למדבוד המדל. הילל היסקין פוף. גם הוסה. פרוז בו איני משנת. פרוז בו מינס, that in Malve executes a declaration, whether writing or orally, that any chayv that that person owes him, we should be able to collect it at any time. Zechod nadvorim shehiskin hiro azov shero esorom sheninu milhal beizeh zeh. He overwhelm ashekosu b'teiro. He shomalocho peyye dovor nebovcho b'yav. Omad b'hiskin puzi. זהו גופי של פול. נסערני לכם פלני דיונים של מוקד פלני, שכל חייב שיש לי, איצו פלני שהגבנו כל זמן שעשת. ואיד מחייס ממטו, והריון מחייס ממטו אי. So that's the konus hachon. Rashi says, אין משמית, מייחה שכוסף פרוז בו אין משמית חייבי בשביל. So then, the Malve can collect the debt. ניסענו לכם אשתרוי סי, שאתם תהיו נגשי, ואני לא יגיש, וכמה מייקה ישקיע ביודום להפקיע מומני של זה, וליטים לזה במוקים שישיו בדקון. So the more is the question, the first question. ומי כמיני דמראי שנשם, סודמאו וכנת קולק דחי. ונשם תשביץ, והיס כניר לא נשם, איף מדראי שדכן, that is canceled automatically by itself. Whether the Malve cancels it or not, doesn't matter. It's שמיטי זה קטי דמאו. So ממילא, where if the debt is canceled, and his hero will be sucking that if he executes the declaration of Puzbu, so then he can collect. So how can the Chachom be sucking the Kumba say, if Midarai say the Leve doesn't own anything, and then the Malve collects, so he's either he suggests the Kumba say, and the Inkiyavi of Chachom in Rakatoba Manatoro, the Kumba say. Omar Abaye, בשבי בזמן הזה, שבי, הילל הוא אומר מסעקה, בטרוזבו של בי אפקטי, שבי בזמן הזה, ברבי, בגלל זה קורא את הרבי, so בזמן שנעייב עולי, בזמן הזה, בגלל זה סנאט רבי שבאו עליו, מיארד ישראל, so שמי תהי זנאט נאי, what it means שמי תהי זנאט נאי, קורא את הרשי, means, Shmita Seibul is called Chazor HaSod HaLibayim. That's called Shmita Seibul. And Shmita is called both the Yisar HaVeide Bishvis and the Havkoa Scheves of Bishvis. Itanya Rebbe in the Apizet Vara Shmita. Shomet. So the Torah mentions Shmita twice. Vara Shmita and Shomet. So Bishtei Shmita is a Chazor. אחת שמיטה סקרקה ואחת שמיטה סטופת. בזמן שאתה נשם מתקרקה, אתה נשם מתקסופת. בזמן שאי אתה נשם מתקרקה, אי אתה נשם מתקסופת. So Rashi says, והילול כרב הסביר לי, דומה שביס להשמות הסמיל בזמן הזה ברבונו. So מדראי זה, דחי בזמן פוק. So the Leve has to pay. The Avo got the Hillel by Yishayim. Have it. And not Lacho. And the man by Yishayim. So there was Yehu Nei. There are many divorces that Yehu was Nei. By Yishayim. So that means that by Yishayim, there was Revi Shverolam. ויש לי עליו. למה היא גמורס? גמורס says, that there was what Joachim, but Joachim is only made is Manchayev made the other Gemara. So from Rashi to P is now let's see the Rashi. The Afal Gav, the Hira of the Baisheni have it, Sviri Lehabaye, the Baisheni, Hoyo the Loyo Hoyo is the name. So Rashi Shitin, if there is not like Afal Gav, that the Baisheni Leva was not made. Why? Because the Gemara says Neirachim, that in Shigolo, Shevet, God, so then, as far as Ashvotim, so then Leva was not made because it was not how can Rabbi Tam say that Yevil was made by Sheni? Because the Gemara says Nerechon that Yom Yoh Erzir. So after Yom Yoh was Marzir, that's as a shvati, not all that's as a shvati, but some of that's as a shvati. So then, Yevil was made again. And Rabbi Tam Shiti is that Rabbi Shvila doesn't mean of Yisrael. But of every shevet. But it means from every shevet, even if there is a miut of every shevet in Eretz Yisrael, so Yevil is made. Now the Ramban, Esikashi, the Ramban in Yidin Esikashi against Rabbi Tam. Let's assume that Rabbi Shvila doesn't mean of Yisrael, of Shvati, but a miut from every shevet is enough. But the Sifri says that Yevil is only made only bisman shalev yishver aleo and bisman shem yeshvim kitzit in Kemah. But suppose all of the Jews are not Israel, but Shevet Ruvein dwells in the place of Shevet Naphtali, the army over. So then Yevil is not made. Now the question is, by Sheni, so they settled now to Israel. A mixas of the Jewish people, and wherever they settled, they didn't settle in the original places. They didn't even know where the original places of their ancestors was. So they were Meubov. So how could Yevil be made according to Rabbi Tam? So there is a simple terence on that.
Rabbi,
yes.
Why do you need to have everyone in his own place?
The Gemara, the Sifri learns it out from the Pasuk.
What's the Pasuk?
I don't remember. The Sifri learns it out from the Pasuk. I don't remember the Pasuk. So, there is a simple terence on Rambam's Kashi. Rabbi Tam holds, when there is their halach, that they have to sit and their mechanes only when if they sit on the other mechanis, so it's not there. But in Baisheni there was al pi adibo that they go up to Eretz Yisrael and settle, and wherever they settle, it will become theirs. It will become theirs until Yemei HaMashiach, when a new chukah will be made. So mele they are considered to be yeshvim in Kenya.
Because there's a crossroad that told them to. Yeah,
told
them to come back, and whenever they come back, that becomes their place.
So it's not new. Move means not on their places. But this is their places.
These new places, even though they're not on the old places,
yeah,
they used to be
until
new places.
Until they come here, that's their place.
Are you talking about the Chalukah Shvatim or the Chalukah?
No, in Baisheni there was no Chalukah Shvatim. They just, on Pichazoke, they were Kene, the place where they settled upon.
You mean the
Shevet Ruvein
or
the Yehuda
did not settle like the original
Yehuda? No, not necessarily. Some of them did, some of them didn't.
Why, are you saying they didn't know we have to hear the original down?
Of course they didn't know. How could they know?
But the Torah did. Didn't they know?
But the Torah, does the Torah say every Bishav where they settled?
But you're saying it's the Shevet, at least the Shevet didn't know.
Yeah, but... But they didn't know, not every Bishap, not every Yochid of Shevet Yehuda knew exactly where his ancestors settled in the time of Yeshua.
But for Yehuda, you need to know where every single individual...
Not that you have, but for Yehuda, you have, they have to dwell on their places. They shouldn't be new. Yeah, that's what the Sifri says. Now, Rashi's Pshat, is very difficult here. שנאמר בזה דבר השמיטו שומעים, אך השמיט הסייבו ואך השמיט השביעי. So, that's the same process the more here. But then, Rashi says, אבל בתרסקי אני רואים סי, I'm sorry, I said, ילפוסי אין ספרי, it's ילפוסי אין ספרון, תרסקי אני מפרס את ה... אבל בתרסקי אני רואים סי, תשבי סנאי בזמן שם יבו מי, ואימר אני שהוא מחלק. So, so our Gemara is like the Drosh in Yerushalmi. So what's Drosh in Yerushalmi? Because said Bar Hashmit Yerushalmi, the station is Ach Hashmit Yerushalmi. So Hashmit Yerushalmi has reference to the Chazor HaSodis Ribayim. And Shmita Shmita, Shmita Shviz, has reference to Afkos, Halboes, and David Bishmit. So בזמן שהיב עומד, בזמן הזה, או even according to Rashi, בזמן בישני, so there is no of course, הלבועס, משנס השמישה, and there is no יישר עבד. So actually we have, that's what it is already is. So actually we have more than one Shmi, than two Shmi's. We have at least three Shmi's. One Shmita is Chazor HaSodom Levi, and then, of course, Havoe, and then the Yisar Avei. So why does the Gemara say Mishnei Shmitas? So this already says, according to Rashi, it's Lav Davke Shnei Shmitas. It means all the Shmitas. The fact that the Torah mentions more than one Shmita, it means that all the Shmitas are told on each other. So, of course, Halvoye is told in Chazor HaSodom Levi, and the Yisar Shviz is told in, of course, Halvoye. I mean, we have to say like this.
We're saying they're all told in each other. All three go together.
Before, so will also be told in each other. Bizman Shatam Misham. Pirish Bekuntres Dashmat Skarkel in Noago Baishim. Tidyarishitam Rinom Beyosham. Before nine Shem Shmit in the Heges, Elo Bisman Shayedo Mei, Shemema Vizet Barashmit Shom, Achashmit Asir, the Achashmit Asir, Ul Bai Shemish, Hoyo Vilo Noah Yede, Shom Hoyo Kol Mishveo Aleo, Le Noah Go Shmit Amidareis, Vihod Amin Meirach and Mon Yevo is the Kaddish meeting, so there was Yede, So I need Rabbi, because of Rabbi Tam, the Hoyol El Hodi, Ha'id Yerushalm, Vafil in Yim Adison Yecha Ha'id, Vihar Yochem Ha'is in Yishmu Ksofim, because Yerushalm it doesn't spell out that Ksofim Shiva, Ksofim is not me. Akati Kosh, Vibish Mei Tchot, Viporich, Chrishel, Zriye, Vishdi, Yishmi Shore, because the Mishnah Mitkot mentions which Meloches Amutam Shvi'is, there's a difference between this Shalchim, so this Shalchim is so, but it's so about, so the Gemara says, Chrishel Zriye Bishvi'is, Mishore, Umay Sehar Dehoche, in other words, in this man has it, Vehosam Yishayach Lala, so you are Ha'id Yerushalm, So why does the Gemara in the Kofi mentions that Roshet? The Miro Ramatam, the Ashmot Skarke, the Hoche, the Osom, the Ayre, the Fish, the Zriya, and the Bisoda Achizo is the Bailin the Ebu. The Ashmot Skarke, Kor Ali Ebu, the Mishvi is Ashmot Sofi. The Shmite, Mishamet is Ksofi, the Lay Ebu, the Bailin the Ebu, the Shnosa Ebu, the Sodi is the Bailin. מתחיל בסמת נפקה. מפרש ראי, פידורש לא מדברש איתי שומש, לא רק אמר, בזמן שאתה משם את זה ואילו, אתה משם את שביס. כי ההיד יהיו שם. ואין רבנותם בבעלי שני, נועדי ומדרייס, תאמינו את זה דלת מחוץ לשפורת, והשם אילצים על השמוסום, למי שכולם שפחו הרופא יסבר, ושפחו הרופא הן חצי שפחו חצי ואחרי, המורסת לבדיברי, לבדיברי נהיג, לא בנשאים ונהיג, כי גם בסיס פרק, המד יסודאו, ובמסתד עליהם שהביאו על שבוע הוא שפחו הרופא יסבר ישריש, כי דאש ככה, בסיס פרק כמל הרס, שהביאו על הבריזורי שעוד דוגמי צדקיו, ובאביזור האשטחון נחשדו, אבל על שפחה רופא לאשטחון נחשדו, ואיד הונו אגבטר רחם ובאישת, כי בנה מסקסירך, ומייסר כאן משאור זה, ובשם לא ירמית מה מצטינו, אבל מה מסיך עמד יסודאו, ובאתר רחם ונהג ונותה שיבנהג, ולתיקים היסדו, פרוס בו מדי ראי שערי הויו. בזמן הבייס, ודהילו ושימן גמילו ושימן נוהג ומצרוסון אפטר הילר בפני הבייס קופשונו אלו לאחר חופסון הילר הוא זמת ניסק לנבירי בוט יש ניסק לאחר חוב How do you know that there will be a חוב? הילו דגמור הסדר מיר והביודה דחור הבייס כי דאמרים בנוזר והודי בוי בסומו לדורי תיקון זה דגמור הסדר הבייר or whether it's Dori Tikkun, or its own generation, or Dori Alme. But Hillel was not, according to Ramatan, Hillel definitely was not Nisak in Puzbu for the Baisheni. So Lavi Dori Mamish, El Midei Rasomuch Lachacho. In other words, whether Hillel was Nisak in the Puzbu, the immediate door after Chom, or the Dori Dami. Iname, ההיא באי על ליבי דרופת, אם שאני התקבס נוי אפקה, because הבאי אומי says that the chakonis of Hillel was for בזמן הזה, but according to רובה, it's even for בזמן הבאי. The point
that was given to us is within the time
of the actor for the Rabbis was... Of course no. No Yehu. The only one who says that there was Yehu and even with the Raise, after Chom Abayis, is the Raivet here and the Balamoya. They say that as long as there was Bezna Agod, even though not Lishkes Agosis, in Yavne, and even after that, as long as there was Bezna Agod in any place in Eretz Yisrael, so then Yehu was Neiklit, the Yevon was naked all over the world. The Gabi Ashmat Sotim, even according to Rebbe, that Shemitah is still in Yevon.
And according to Rebbe, why was it not knowing?
What is that?
Why was it not knowing after Kurban?
Because there was no Bez Nagodo in Eretz Yisrael. So then Yevon couldn't be naked. Yevon requires... After Chom Abayis, there was still a Bez Nagodo. Until
yeah,
the time
that's
of
the right issue. I'm just saying you're putting Rabbein Atam.
Yeah.
Rabbein Atam.
Rabbein Atam, yeah.
So after Kurban Abayis.
There was still Yehu Neiv, Midrash.
According to Rabbein Atam.
Yes.
And yeah. Hillel was misaking afterwards for later generations.
And Hillel was misaking for later generations, yeah.
And you're saying that Yehu is telling on Bez Nagodo?
Yeah, because Bez Nagodo has to be Kadish Yishnasayim. In other words, the Shnasayivu does not become Kodesh unless there's Nagodu is Mekadish Mitzvah. Bikidyashu to the Shnasayivu.
Now, according to the other Rishonim, you say not like the Raya, right?
Yeah.
So, is there anybody who says that Yehu was anointed by Sheni but stopped afterwards?
That's a Kamitam.
Not like the Raya.
Not like the Raya. And the Raivet himself was Chesed.
Yeah, okay, now...
The Bishalevi discusses all that.
Now, the Rabbeinu Tam who argues in the Raivet,
yeah.
Why is Yehu Talmid? Why determines Yehu?
Rebbe Yishveh Alam
means
a mitzvah from every Shevet.
And you're saying that after Kurban Abayis we didn't have mitzvahs from every Shevet?
That's right.
But during Vayashemi,
we had.
So
every shame.
So what was it?
Because Yom-Yom was Malzahis.
So it was like for some period.
Yeah, until the whole. Okay. Now, so then the Gemara asked the Kashe. So what was Abayis Teretz? That Hillel was Misakim, Prusbo only for Bishman Hazeh. So now the Gemara asked another Kashe. Umi kemide, the Reis Elohim Mishamtish. Bishman Hazeh, so the Chid is not Pokal. And then he was misaken with Kin Rabbonon de Tishamit. I mean, so not he was misaken. He was misaken that if he had to suppose for it will not be Mishamit. But the Chachamim before he was misaken that it is Mishamit. Without a possible it is Mishamit. Now it's not mentioned in the Gemara, who was misaking that without fools believing this man as well is Misham. That is not mentioned, but it doesn't make any difference. We can meet it in the Raise, Loin Misham Teshvis. The Chayt is not broken without fools. With King Rabbonon, that with fools it is Misham, and the Malve can collect. So, again, the Raise of Natera. Now Rashi says, Omar Abaye Shebal Taisu. There's a difference. The first Kashi was, how can Hillel be Misaki? That Bisman Abayis. So if he executes a fool, the Malve can correct. So then the Malve is a bear of Yisar. Of the six, so the converser collects it that is not due to it. So it's Mamish Gesu. Now that Abaye says that Hillel was misaken for Bisman Hazeh, so the Kashi is, how could the Chachamim be misaken that without Puzbu, so the Levi doesn't have to pay. So now it's not, if the Levi doesn't pay, it's not even a Sixel. The Kumba say, he's even a Shelotais, he's not Kiel Boston, so he's Shelotais. So, but Rashi says, so that's what Abaye says as a term. On the Abaye Sheval Taisa. So Rashi says, Valeva ze shovu bot veneise ha mitzvah lifriya schrive veli okale biyodai vichahai gadne muta la akadol natira ken shifa vemule bidemeyem ilo yakira biyodai. So from Rashi it's mashma the terrace of the Abaye is not that the Chachamim have a keach to be a keach, like Sigzel Mishabal Taisi. But Chachamim have a keach to be a keach, the mitzvah of paying up in it. Priyas Bachay, the mitzvah. Because the Gemara, Miksuber, says the Kashi, according to Rafpot, who holds she would love the Raise, so suppose if she believes the Raise, so if the lady doesn't want to pay, so there's no zeros on Chosom. The Yeshiva and Chosin, but according to the Rapport, that she could Islam the Raise, Omawi Parame. So, how can we collect the debt? So he says, Makin is such a decent action, like all mitzvahs, like all mitzvahs I said, Mulevainated, Sukevination. So Rashi says, what's the mitzvah of being happy there? So the Rashi says in Sudes and Lo Basra, because Hein Shaloch, Hein Tzedek, Veifas Tzedek, at the end of Kisei Tzedek, She Hein Shaloch Tzedek, Vilav Shaloch Tzedek. So it's a mitzvah, the Raise, to keep an agreement. If you found something, and the other person, some invited, that's why Matone Moates is Yeshbo Mishmoch Moskri Amone. Why that means that he's either an Avera, what Avera is, Avera, Matonimah, so the other person did not rely, did not pay attention. So there is no mitzvah derived of Hein Shaloch Tzedek, Lav Shaloch Tzedek. But Matonimah, that is mihataytei. So then there is a mitzvah deraisa of heishaloch sedek v'latzloch sedek. So Rashi emphasizes that b'shev al taise the chachamim have the keyach to be each of the mitzvah of drawing melech. Why does Rashi have to say the each of the mitzvah b'shev al taise you can be it's more than mitzvah. If the Yisraeli sixel b'shev al taise you can be. So the Yireim says, and that's his mashma Rashi shita, that shmita is really not mafkia the death by itself, but only b'zed v'ara shmita shomit kol bal mashi yodei, the malve is mechuyev to be meichel v'chit. But suppose the malve is not meichel, so the chit is due to him, and if he collects the malve, he's not even a sigzel in any way, he's not even a sigzel in any way at all. But he's nivatul in success. And that is, there is a right, the Yireim says that, and that's Rashi Shita. Yes.
If that's true, once you say there's a few for the malve to be mokel b'chol, then there's no mitzvah for the malve to pay anymore.
There is a mitzvah.
But he was mokel already.
So
what mitzvah is
this? So see, let's see the Gemara. Lamizayin on the base. Nanos, Hamarze Chayv Lachaveri Bishvitz. When the Levi returns the debt to the Malve, Tzorich Sheyim Alein Mishamit Amen. The Malve has to say, you don't have to return to me. I am Mechotim. I'm the kind of Mitzvah Sator. But if after the Malve said to the Levi, I make it to you, the Levi said, but nevertheless, I want to pay it. Even though you are Mechel and I don't owe to you, but I want to pay it. So then he's allowed to be Mikav. How do we know that? Shenemar Vizet Varashmit. Hamar Zechiv Chaberi Bishvis. Bisman Shashvis Neges, the overall of Shvis, the Hakim, because Shvis in Shametis are the safer. Only the end of the year is in Shabbat. The Hakim Yerzire, the Roish Yerzire Bishvis Hatzim, because then the debt is not Poka yet. Din King Lohoyo Tzorek Rimeim on the Shabbat Adin, the Kaimol on Shvis, the Shametis are the safer. צורך המלווה שאימא לי משמת עלי. ואם אמר לי, אף על פי כן, אני רצי להחזיר לך, זו יקבל ממנו. שנאמר, וזה דבר השמית. צורך לימר דיבו של שמית. דן די גמורה סייז, אמר רבי, ויתולה לי עדי אמרך. And I always suppose the Levi said, I mean the Malvin, when the Levi returns, makes an offer to return the debt to the Malvin says, he's mechel to him. So Levi says, oh, you're such a wonderful person. Okay, so I won't pay you. So then the Malve can force him to pay. Once the Levi made an offer to pay, after Malve said he's Mechol, so then the Malve can force him to pay. He can be tailoring him our Elon. I mean, doesn't mean it's not like it. It means he can force it, not as he showed me himself, but through Bezdin will be able to force him because of the aloha, that Bezdin is making it the agitation in Afshin. Im oyoritza larzabe, yitlenu aleitz, im govo yodei, ade oma le'afopiki, ade oma roche, So in other words, he's forcing him not because of the chayt is mochel, but because to keep an agreement.
Even according to the Urayim, but
that's what Urayim says.
You have to pay back the chol. You cannot do. Can't be yotze by paying back the matana. You don't know matana.
No, he doesn't tell him the chayt because he was mechel. The malva was mechel. So mele, but the leiva said. Avol became, so he promised to pay him. So mele he can force him, Bezdin can force him to keep his agreement.
So why is
like
Rashi? So why is Rashi calling it a matana then? It should still be a chol.
No, it's not a chay because the malve was meichol the chay. How is it a chay? He was meichol. Once he's meichol, you cannot be chay. Mechile does not require king. Once you're meichol, you're meichol. There is no chay, but there was a promise to give him a ton. And this is like a ton matters because since originally it was a chayt, even though it was $1 million, some melee is still considered like a ton matters.
And you can force the person to give them a
ton. Yes, that's right. Because of that, Chamisha Feinstein passed a very important tshuva that many husbands, you know, who abandoned their wives and they refused to give a get. That's all here. There is a separation of church and state, as we call it. So what do you do? So Ramesha Paishtin Pasuk, that if the husband promises, makes a promise that he'll give a get to his wife whom he abandoned, so then it can be submitted to the court. And if the court asks a rabbi whether Abdin is mechuyev to give a get to his wife whom he abandoned, so then the court can force him, can put him into prison, because it's like, it's not a get nuse, it's like a same asher bezdin shel Yisroel em l'cholas. No, I had a child. I had a child in Chicago, but there it was a little different. The husband refused to make a promise to the rabbi. So I said, what difference does it make whether it's a separate document where he promises to give a get to his wife whom he abandoned? The Ksuvi itself is such a promise, because in the Ksuvi he writes, so that's not a promise not to divorce his wife. He only promised that as long as she is his wife, he'll adore her, treat her nicely, respect and everything. But the moment he decides to abandon her, is that consistent with the practice of the Jews, I mean, not to give a get? So that in itself is a promise. And there was a lawyer in Ventura, so he won the case, and it's a precedent in any other states. So it's really the same thing as the Psalm by Ramesha. But the only thing that I added is it doesn't have to be a separate document. The Ksuvi itself is such a document.
Documentation of promise. But I saw one time when they had a collection of Ksuvas that at one period in the Middle Ages, some communities put in into the Ksuva such a promise that if I decide to abandon you or leave you or divorce you, I promise to give you a get.
That's right. Okay.
So.
But
do we
doubt
that yourself?
There's nothing wrong, but we don't do it. But the Ksuvi itself, at least implicitly, contains such a promise. Some mele there is clear by Bezdin. Some mele the courts can say, "Asei Masha Bezdin Shom Yisrael, Eimon Loch." So that is the shita of the Yireim, And that is the shita of Rashi.
Rebbe was answering Rashi, why doesn't he say there are lo six zones? He's saying there is no lo six zones. We
there
see
is
that
no
in the Reim and Shemes Kimor.
Because the Chayiv is Skyon. It's only the Malvi is Mechuyev to be Meicholet. Now then the Gemara says,
the only thing is, as far as the Gemara Lam design is concerned, it's only after the Mechila, right?
Yeah.
That when the guy said his word, we make him keep his word.
That's right.
Right, but if he makes his word before the
But he's Mechuyev to be Meicholet. It's not on
me. No, I'm talking about the Lov and not the Malvi.
Yeah, okay.
After the Malvi is Meicholet.
So the Levi. And the Levi said Avopikei, so then the Levi can, so the Malve can force the Levi to pay the debt.
And you're saying Priyas Balfour Mitzvah applies even in this situation?
That's right.
Even if there's no call?
That's
so
right.
As long as you can say
that's
it,
right.
You'll
that's
pay.
Right. The Ramban in Ksudes and Vavas and Sfeit HaRash, Rashi says, Loch, the Amrit Rapope, Priyas Balfour, I mean the Shibir Lavirai say, Omul Parane, so he says, Kefin is, Martin is a season after. So Rashi says, he should have said, Rashi was said, the Ramban says, the Mitzvah is, Voyish Hashar at the Meishik, Yeitzi Lech Lachutzo. But that does not mean that the Ramban is chilek, that on the Mitzvah of Hinshah was said, the Rashi was said, there is no fear. He says, by Priyas Chayv, we don't have to resort to it. But here by Shemitah we have to resolve.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
The Ramban says that the mitzvah of Priyas Balchei mitzvah is the pasuk Voyish Hashem Atameishibay Yeitzi Alecho Abit Achutza. In other words, that the Malveh cannot come into the house of the Levi and take the Mashia. But the Shliach Bezdin is to go in, and even the Shliach Bezdin is not allowed to go into the house. But he stands outside and he tells the Levi to bring down the Mashkin. So Mashkin is with the Aspiroyim. What does Mashkin mean? Mashkin will keep it for a certain time, and then if it doesn't pay up by that time limit, so then he'll sell it and he'll pay the Malve. So
what does the Ramban say for
that? That's the motto of the Mitzvah of Priyas Balchei. But that does not mean that Rashi is chilek. That the Ramban is chilek on Rashi, that in regard to the mitzvah of Hinshalach Tzedek, Lafshalach Tzedek, there is no fear. But Ligabi Priyas Balchei, we don't have to resort to that mitzvah. But Ligabi Shmita, we do have to resort to that mitzvah. That's this Gemara.
Would the Ramban hold that taking the thing from the person's house would be a signal?
No, I'm not. There is a lot. But Bachutz Tam, Wish Asha Atanashibi, Yeitze Lecho Abi Tachutz. Not to say that, but can I say that? Okay. Now back to the Indian of Yesh Kinem Yadakum, Latiam Yifunsemais. So the same thing applies to Shviz. That's in regard to Avedim Shviz. So if we say yes,
according to the Ramban, the Vien in Afkamina, if you learn it from the Viyotzi?
Non-Afkamina. But the Ramban will be made it to Rashi that in regard to Shmite, there the Kriya is because of the mitzvah of Hen Shalach Tzedek V'Lav Shalach Tzedek. Now, in regard to the Machlekes Nimor, whether Yesh Kiyem to Rabbe and Reza, whether Yesh Kiyem be Yadakum Lav Kiyem be Yitunsum Aishas, or Ein Kiyem be Yadakum Lav Kiyem be Yitunsum Aishas, we pass like Rabbe, that Ein Kiyem be Yadakum Lav Kiyem be Yitunsum Aishas. Why? Sli Oretz, Lig Dushas Oretz. What does it mean, Lig Dushas Oretz? In other words, relative to the Dushe in the land, so a Goy has no kin. A Goy has no kin. And as Rav Chaim explains it, because the kin in the Eretz Yisrael by a Jew is based upon the fact that it's Yerushas Yisrael. So, because there is a mitzvah over here, Vishtem Yishabtembo, and even according to the Rambam, that who doesn't mention Vishtem Yishabtembo, the mean a mitzvah, but the mitzvah to Yom is it is. So, mainly the fact that there is a mitzvah in possessing the Eretz Yisrael by Jews, so that makes it, this Kadri Yudish Yisrael, that in itself is an act of kibbutz. The fact that a Jew owns land is an act of kibbutz. So Meile, and the Rambam says that if we say yesh kinyan, so then when the soil buys it back, so ain't kibbutz yochid. Because if yesh kinyan, so since ain't kinyan, so if the soil buys it back, so ain't kibbutz yochid. But if yesh kinyan, then it would be kibush yochid, and according to Mandela Tarameya, that kibush yochid may kibush, it would again be discarded in this result. Now, this is good, so with the Rambam, all the shame passed, like Rambam. But Hebrezer says just the reverse. Apal pi she yesh kinyan v'yadakum la'afkiya mi'yitumis ha'maisres, but in King and the Abakum Lachter they bury seven miles. So that means that both Rabbi and Rabbezah say that the Goy does not have a King Gomori in Karaka the Eretz Yisrael. But according to Rabbi, he doesn't have a King Gomori in regard to Kedusha's hearts. It's in regard to Kedushas Haaretz, so it's never the Goyim. It's always the Jews. And according to Rabbi Elazar, in regard to Kedushas Haaretz, so then he has, because the Pasuk, Hashemayim Shemayim Adishem V'Horetz Nosam V'Niodom, so V'Horetz includes even Eretz Yisrael V'Niodom, so every Ben Odom, even in Akum, has a key and a goof in the Karak and Eretz Yisrael. In the Eretz Yisrael. But in the King Aguf to be Chifer, Beir, Sikh, and Meire is that he doesn't have. Now we pass Kumakra, that in King of the Adakum, like King of the Tons of Israel, so even if the Jew sells it to the Goy, it's never the Goy's in regard to the Jesuits, the Gabi Tons of Israel. And the same thing is true in regard to Kedushas Haaretz in respect to Shvi'is Abadei. How about Perish Shvi'is? Now Perish Shvi'is, the halacha is that they have to be Nechal B'Kedushe, Kedem's Ben Abir. You're not allowed to do business with them, and you're not allowed to be Mapsid. So how about Perish, the Eretz Yisrael, the Rud Yeshus Ha'akot? So, do they have Kedusha Shvi'is or they do not have Kedusha Shvi'is? So on that there is a machlekes, there was a machlekes, a very big machlekes, between the Bes Yosef and the Mabit. The Bes Yosef in the Chuvah of Kavsteche, Chuvah Chobov, I think, so he
what
said,
is that?
The Bes Yosef in the Chuvah of Kavsteche, that's the Sefer of Chuvah by the Bes Yosef. So he says that the Peiris that were grown, the Shus Hakum, do not have the Kedusha Shvi'is. So mainly you don't have to be Eichel, the Peiris, be Kedusha. And you don't have to be Zoyer in all the Halachas, the Peiris Shvi'is Amitam, Leochlo V'Ol Yisrael, Leochlo V'Ol Herzeg. How does the Bes Yosef know that? He says it's in Rosh and Mefureshes, in Bihar. So what's the pshat? In other words, when it does the eret the peiris is a kedusha, only when the peiris grew b'shus Yisrael. For the peiris that grew b'shus Akob, do not have any kedusha shvi'is. So in Meile, there is a kula and there is a chumra. There is a kule, you don't have to be zoyer in all the halachas, l'achol eschere, l'achol hefzeh, and there is a chumre like this, Perish is a part of Thomas Meisler, because Thomas Meisler is Hefker. But if the Perish Shvi is Grobisches Anochri, so it's not Hefker, so it's higher than Thomas Meisler. And the Beshiosek passed the Mabit and the Marit. Mabit was the son of the Marit. They said the Perish means that Grobisches Akum, Hefdusha Shvi's. If you have the Shvi's, so really there is a Chumrah. There is a Chumrah that you have to be Zoyel and all the halachas of Pele Shvi's, the Ochor of the Schere, the Ochor of the Hefze, and there is a Kulet. So if you have the Shvi's, so it's Hefka, so you don't have to be Mapresh to the Samaises. How about the Troshe, Boiso Oret, Shabbos, Lochem, so that as he says, Lochem, the Lula Achirim, so Lachem the Lula Achirim means not that if they grow the shoes going, so then they don't have the Shishvis. Lachem, in other words, you can eat, but you cannot give it to a goyim. So then.